Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Good morning, school leaders. Welcome to Thursday's edition of your Morning Boost this week. Today, we're tackling one of the most challenging aspects of school leadership, and that is building relationships with your most difficult behavior students. It's easy to get frustrated with students who consistently disrupt the learning environment, or also those that exhibit challenging behaviors. However, it's crucial to remember that these students often need our support the most. They may be communicating unmet needs or underlying trauma through their behavior. I want to give you a few strategies to help build positive relationships. Our first strategy is to seek to understand. Before addressing the behavior, try to understand its root causes. Is the student struggling academically? Are they experiencing difficulties at home, such as poverty, abuse, or neglect? Or are they seeking attention due to a lack of positive reinforcement? By understanding these underlying issues, we can develop a more effective intervention that addresses the root cause of the behavior rather than just trying to suppress the symptoms. Next, listen actively. When the student is talking, truly listen. Avoid interrupting or avoid judging. Show them that you value their perspective, even if you don't agree with their behavior. Active listening demonstrates respect and can help de-escalate tense situations, and it also creates a safe space for the student to express themselves, which could be the first step towards building trust. Next piece, let's find common ground. Look for areas of shared interest or positive qualities. This can help us establish a connection and build rapport. Even a small point of connection, such as a shared hobby or a compliment on a positive attribute, this can be a starting point for building a stronger relationship. It's about finding a human connection beyond the challenging behavior. Next, let's focus on the positive. Instead of dwelling on the negative behavior, let's try to catch the student doing something right. Acknowledge and praise their positive actions, no matter how small these might be. This can help shift the student's focus and reinforce desired behaviors, and it also helps create a more positive dynamic in your interactions with the student. We need to make those deposits before we can make withdrawals. Be consistent and fair here, too. Set clear expectations and enforce them consistently. We want to treat all students fairly, regardless of their behavior. Consistency and fairness create a sense of predictability and security, which can be especially important for students with behavioral challenges. They need to know what to expect and that the adults in their lives will act in a predictable and just manner. This is going to also help us build that trust. Trust is essential for any relationship, but it's especially important with students who have a history of negative interactions with adults. Be reliable, be honest, and follow through on your promises. Small acts of trustworthiness, they will accumulate over time and they will lead to significant improvements in the relationship. This might involve being on time for meetings, keeping your word, and maybe even advocating for the student's needs. Do this by collaborating with others. Work with teachers, counselors, parents. Develop a consistent and supportive approach. A collaborative approach ensures that the student is receiving consistent messages and support from all adults in their life. This team approach is essential for creating a network of support around the student. Also, don't forget to show some empathy. Try to see the world from the student's perspective. This will help us understand their behavior and respond with compassion. Empathy doesn't mean condoning the behavior, but it does mean understanding its origins. It's about trying to walk in their shoes and understanding the challenges that they face, but just don't take it personally. It's easy to feel frustrated or offended by a student's behavior. Remember that their behavior is often a reflection of these struggles and not a personal attack on us. Maintaining a professional distance will help us respond more effectively and avoid escalating the situation. But we just need to remember that the behavior is that communication piece we're trying to get to. Also, don't forget to celebrate small victories. Building relationships with difficult students, this takes time, and it's going to take a lot of patience. Celebrate small victories along the way, and don't get discouraged by setbacks. Every positive interaction is a step in the right direction. It's about focusing on progress, not perfection, and acknowledging the student's efforts, no matter how small. As Dr. Ross Green, author of The Explosive Child, suggests, kids do well if they can. This perspective shifts the focus from punishment to understanding and problem solving. It's about recognizing that challenging behavior is often a sign that the student lacks the skills to handle a situation more effectively. By building strong relationships with our most challenging students, we can create a more supportive and inclusive school environment where all students can thrive. That's your Thursday Boost, folks. Thank you for listening. If you're looking for any more information on this topic, please reach out to us at AWB Education. We'd love to get you hooked up with the people that can help you break that barrier to your most challenging students. Thanks again for listening. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
You have been listening to your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.